Income tax day, Thursday, April 15th. The first half of the day was solid Project Boyhood Home. At 10 o'clock, I met the volunteer ladies at the Johnson City House. We had expected about 40, and 76 showed up. I was delighted that they came from all over the county and not just Johnson City. There was one group of six from Blanco, several from Round Mountain, from Sandy, from High. Mabel Stribling was a ringleader with her Ladies for Linden, once more revived. Mrs. Glidden told an interesting tale of how when she first came to Johnson City as a young girl, it was in this house, in this room, that she spent her first night because the Johnsons were hospitable and they asked her in. She was a school teacher, I believe. I think we can expect good help from capable Nanny Almore, the home demonstration leader. And Kitty Clyde Leonard, Linden's old schoolmate, will make an interesting guide. Nita Winters was there with her daughter and daughter-in-law. Medora Posey had come over from Blanco with her pretty Peach Queen daughter, Mrs. Bowerly, and lots with familiar names, such as Crider, Kasparis, Sutermeyer. I delivered my little script to two groups of nearly 40 each. Took about four off groups on tours around the house, answered questions, heard stories. We had coffee and tea cakes, or rather they did, because I am bitterly dieting, the black coffee, hard-boiled egg kind. Not in about 10 years has it begun to creep up so much. And then, when the ladies had left, I dictated to Christine for another hour, and feeling rather satisfied with the long morning's work, started home about 2 o'clock. Jerry had brought me word that Volunteer was due to arrive at Bergstrom a little after 5, bringing Bob and Margie McNamara, wanted me to invite some guests, and suggested the Connellys and Morsons. I knew the Wests were going to be at their ranch, so added them and Jesse, the Frank Irwins and the Don Thomases. The drive to the Haywood is sheer beauty. Along the Llano Lane and then along the Llano Highway, it's a broad ribbon of bluebonnets. And as you look across the fields, there are pools, seas, and sometimes in the valley, in the distance, they look like a low-hanging cloud of blue smoke. This is the most beautiful spring in Texas that I remember. I am laved and caressed, enchanted and intoxicated by the air, the flowers, the freshness of the green. On the way, I saw four quail picking their way daintily along, and then a long-legged wild turkey, the second I've seen this week. We arrived at the Haywood just a little before the helicopter, found John and Nellie there, the Irwins and the Morsons, and then in a moment, the helicopter put down, and out bounced the McNamaras, already in khakis, and Linden, looking like he had reached the promised land, had a deed to it, and was anxious to show it to his favorite people. There's nobody he is more at home with, more fond of, more respectful of in this administration than Bob McNamara. What a joy to have him together with John. The three of them are cut off the same cloth. The Wests and Thomases and Jesse joined us in a few minutes, and we went out on the boat, turning left under the bridge where the Colorado gets narrow and placid, and the shores are lined with little homes, and watched the late lingering twilight, and then the magnificent display of the full moon. Margie is so much at home, such a delightful guest, and so full of enthusiasms, from Operation Head Start for deprived children, to climbing a Teton Peak with her husband. Back at the Haywood, we ate barbecue. I forgot diet, and we flew home early, satisfied and happy.